The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the sound prints for June 23rd is now online. Finding ACB convention information online, the TRRS latest newsletter. CNBC and NFB had an article about McDonald's inaccessible kiosks. There are responses from the ACB and from those who have passed a resolution to address this problem 3 years ago. With Dedicated Creatives is offering a network group in different career orientations. Speaking Out for the Blind has a guest, Ann Chapetta. Eyes on Success had a guest, disability rights lawyer. Worlds of Books will be meeting July 16th. Mystery Books meets July 28th. The NNO is offering a Sunday installment series on a girl who went suddenly blind because of angioedema. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for June 23rd is now online. Virtual reality glasses in the workplace, enhanced IDs, requirements, costs, who needs them, and more. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. It's a link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind at 502-895-4598 or email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. If you elected not to go to the ACB convention in Rochester, New York, the 2019 American Council of the Blind National Convention agenda and other related resource information is now available on the NFB Newsline service. The convention begins July 5th and runs through July 12th in Rochester, New York. To listen to the agenda using the telephone access method, call the NFB Newsline service as you usually do, or use the toll-free number 1-888-882-1629. You may need to have your 6-digit identification number and your 4-digit security code available the first time you call in. Then go to Option 5 for newspapers in a different state. Then select Option 5 for national meetings of interest to the print disabled and choose number 1 for ACB convention agenda information. And follow the prompts to select the item of your choice, such as the 2019 ACB convention agenda, the 2019 ACB convention exhibitors, or the 2019 ACB convention orientation guide. If you're using NFB Newsline Mobile, choose Publications, Publication Options, and All Publications to find the 2019 ACB Convention Agenda information. On June 24th, the Triangle Radio Reading Service issued their summer newsletter. News from the home team. Kindness, like a boomerang, always returns. Author unknown. Triangle Radio Reading Service is now North Carolina Reading Service, NCRS. North Carolina Reading Service, we are pleased to announce as of July 1st, 2019, Triangle Radio Reading Service will officially become North Carolina Reading Service. The name change reflects our expanding reach beyond the Triangle and throughout the state. In the coming weeks, you will see updated versions of the scripts for the live broadcasts and pre-recorded programs to reflect this exciting change in our organization's history. Executive Director Mae Tran participates on panel at the 2019 IAAIS Conference, International Association of Audio Information Services. On June 6, 2019, Executive Director Mae Tran attended the IAAIS conference in Phoenix, Arizona, where she participated on the Innovations to Enhance Engagement panel. IAAIS is a volunteer-driven membership organization of services that turn text into speech for people who cannot see, hold, or comprehend the printed word, and who may be unable to access information due to a disability or health condition. Comments from a grateful listener. You have great programming on your station. I have about 25 services on my Victor Reader stream, and yours is one of the best. Doug R. of California. Welcome our newest volunteers. Photo of several volunteers who have just passed their auditions. Please join TRRS in welcoming our newest volunteers. Congratulations on completing their volunteer training. This was one of our largest volunteer training classes with 12 attendees. Special thanks to our volunteer facilitators, Kurt Benrood, Susie Pratt, and Jennifer Green. Leaving a legacy, planned giving. Sean Fenton, CFP, Vice President and Financial Advisor at Morgan Stanley, suggests the following for planned giving. You may be inspired to support the reading service through your estate, but you may also be thinking that it would take time and expense to redo your will or estate plan. Consider discussing your wishes with your financial advisor and also consult with your tax and legal advisors. It is usually quite simple to update your beneficiaries of your IRA or 401k to include a charity. There are many benefits to making a charitable gift as part of your legacy via your IRA. Among them include speed, ease, and expense. Best of all, you can take action today to make sure that your wishes to support the reading service will be honored. Your financial advisor will be happy to help you accomplish this. TRS Board of Directors, George Douglas, President, Steve Murphy, Vice President, Sharon Benton, Secretary, Jeffrey Johnson, Treasurer, William Joe Austin, Jr., Barbara Bacon, Marisa Crisman, Jim Cronin, Jessica Garcia, Gina Powell, Jennifer Powell, OD, Cynthia Spate, Matt Toller, Jennifer Walker, Past President, James E. Benton, Sr., deceased. Emeritus members, Ben Eason, Dr. Ed Funkhauser, Bob Otterberg. Contact TRRS staff, May Tran, Executive Director, may@trrsnc.org. Ann Brennan, Director of Development, ann@trrsnc.org, has retired. Missy Hollander, Production Volunteer Manager, missy@trrsnc.org. Chris Skidmore, T3 Program Manager, chris@trrsnc.org. Janet Schanzenbach, Director of Community Relations, janet@trrsnc.org. Mark your calendars for the 2019 New Visions Gala. TRRS's annual fundraising event will take place Friday, November 1st, 2019, at the Hilton Raleigh North Hills. Click here for more information. There's a hot link there. Thank you to SBE Chapter 93 and our TRRS tech team for installing the new soundboards and their patience as we continue to tweak them. We appreciate all their help with our studio refresh project. NFB's Voice of the Nation's Blind blog, We're Not Loving It, posted Friday, June 14, 2019. The National Federation of the Blind helps me and other blind people live the life we want, and McDonald's has been a tasty part of my life for decades. However, recent events may result in me having to change the jingle to ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm not loving it. As part of a field trip during one of our STEM programs for blind youth, I took two blind students to the local McDonald's. To my surprise, there were kiosks on the counter. At first, I was excited to be able to demonstrate accessible kiosk equipment to these budding young blind engineers. But I quickly realized that McDonald's chose to use inaccessible technology. Other customers that arrived after us simply used the kiosk to place their orders and received their meals long before we were finally able to get a cashier to take our order. Needless to say, this meal was a little less tasty, and I must consider whether McDonald's will be a part of my life in the coming decades. CNBC reports that McDonald's recently announced the opening of its flagship store in Manhattan. However, if you take a look inside McDonald's new Times Square flagship, quote unquote, you will realize that blind and low vision customers have been left behind. It is stated that the location showcases the modern updates that McDonald's has been bringing to U.S. stores. It boasts digital menu boards, 18 self-order kiosks, and wireless mobile charging stations at tables. Unfortunately, McDonald's missed a significant opportunity with the introduction of the new technology because none of the kiosks are accessible to the blind. Technology exists today to make the information and point-of-sale kiosks accessible to the blind through the use of speech and braille. This technology is not cost-prohibitive nor difficult to implement. The resources used to design and develop this flagship location could have easily included the implementation of accessible kiosk technology. Moreover, the accessible technology would have made the software and related devices more usable and effective for use by seniors losing vision, individuals with learning disabilities, among others. In the past, McDonald's was an industry leader for promoting disability awareness and accessibility by adding Braille to their product packaging and by featuring blind people in their advertising. Unfortunately, instead of moving forward as a leader, McDonald's has chosen to get out of the race by discontinuing the use of Braille and overlooking the implementation of the technology that would make the kiosks accessible to the blind. As the National Federation of the Blind works with our partners to continue the development and implementation of accessible kiosk technology, we encourage McDonald's to join us and reclaim their place as a leader in promoting awareness, accessibility, and inclusion of people with disabilities. Signed, Anil Lewis, A-N-I-L-L-E-W-I-S. Michael Malver posts on the ACB newsletter, "Regardless of why kiosks are here or how you feel about them, they are here. In 2016, I brought a resolution to the Resolutions Committee about the inaccessibility of the Mixmaster Coke machine. The machine had an iPhone interface, which would theoretically let the person who was blind define what drink they wanted, but the app was inaccessible. If memory serves, we on the Resolutions Committee turned my specific concern into a more general concern about automated food dispensing devices. It would be interesting to get an update from leadership about the status of that resolution. It seems to me that it would apply here. I don't remember if we made a resolution about McDonald's kiosks, but they have been around for a couple of years now. So although the Federation is talking about them now, this is old news, and I think we knew about it and reacted to it already in terms of a policy statement. The question is what the Information Access Committee and leadership are doing with that initiative." Signed, Michael. Ray Campbell responds on June 25th. "Michael is correct. ACB did adopt Resolution 2016-18 in 2016 on this subject. The text of that resolution is below. Resolution 2016-18, Self-Service Food and Drink Machines. Whereas many fast food restaurants and other entities are beginning to deploy fully automated devices for dispensing food and drinks, and whereas most such devices utilize touch screens which have no accessibility built into their design, and whereas, since many of these locations are part of large chains, including McDonald's and Wendy's, which clearly means that they have sufficient funds to undertake creating accessible platforms, and whereas some of these devices can be accessed remotely using apps operable on smartphones, and whereas at present these applications are also inaccessible, and whereas the Coca-Cola Company is also utilizing kiosks and applications which allow more than 100 flavors of drink to be produced by a totally inaccessible machine known as Freestyle, and whereas the emergence of this plethora of new vending machines that use totally inaccessible interfaces suggests that it will soon be very difficult for people who are blind or have low vision to receive services comparable to those available to other members of the public. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the American Council of the Blind in convention assembled on the 8th day of July 2016 at the Hyatt Regency Motel, Minneapolis, Minnesota, that this organization believes it is urgent to immediately challenge this new technology to include accessibility elements, and be it further resolved that this organization believes that it is insufficient to make just the application accessible, and that both the touchscreen kiosk and the app should be independently usable by people who are blind or have low vision. And be it further resolved that this organization instruct its leadership to make contact with these companies and with associations in the food industry so that standards may be developed and implemented as this new generation of automated kiosks is rolled out. And be it further resolved that the leadership of this organization is hereby instructed to communicate to such companies and associations that our membership is perfectly prepared to take such action as may be necessary, either through structured negotiation in a court of law, to prevent the widespread adoption of inaccessible kiosk systems. And be it further resolved that the American Council of the Blind remains prepared to work collaboratively with companies interested in developing accessible interfaces for automated automated kiosks and will use its good offices to promote the adoption of such an accessible system. Adopted. Signed, Ray Campbell, Secretary. I do not know where we are with this resolution, but access to technology of all kinds is a big part of the work of the Advocacy, Legislation, and Policy Action Team as part of implementing the ACB's strategic plan. Thanks. Signed, Ray Campbell, Secretary, American Council of the Blind. Dedicated Creatives, Referrals and Connections with Liz Nonnemacher, Nonnemacher, $97 cost. There are remaining categories, Wellness and Health, Accounting and Bookkeeping, Legal, Copywriting, Website Development, Branding Expert, Graphic Design, Business Strategist. Hello, friend. Are you looking for more leads, collaboration, and connections without competition? If you would like to be part of a 4-week category-exclusive non-compete group, read on. Let me give you an overview of this program. The next group will begin July 8, 2019 and end August 5, 2019. There will only be one person per category in the group. As the categories are taken and become unavailable, you will see them marked filled, and they will not be available when you try to sign up. Each time that someone signs up for a category, the stock of that category goes to zero. We will have a private Facebook group where we will be meeting, and we will be meeting in 4 modules through Zoom. Module 1, Introductions and Networking Guidelines. Module 2, Programs and Offerings of Group Members. Module 3, Strategic Partners and Collaborations. Module 4, Referrals. We also encourage connecting with your fellow group members one-on-one. In addition, we have a Tuesday and Thursday night social boosting event where we help each other's social media posts by liking, commenting, and sharing. Each member will be able to do a Facebook Live presentation in the private group at any time during the course of the 4 weeks. This will help the members get to know each other and become familiar with the services that each one offers. Our purpose is to give and get more connections and leads for each other's business. With social media, it's easy for group members to have many connections, and those connections know other people. The goal is to share the love so that at the end of the 4 weeks, each member is walking away with new connections. I've been connecting businesses for 13 years through my Wickedly Chic website, my Facebook group of over 2,200 members, and this website. I recognize that everyone knows people who know even more people, and that with a cooperative spirit, it's fairly easy to get new leads and connections without being spammy. The categories are Facebook Ads Strategist, filled, Promotional Products, filled, Audio Editor, filled, Instagram Expert, filled, Pinterest Marketing, filled, Business Strategist, Podcasting, Book Publishing, Health and Wellness, filled, Video Creation, filled, Mindset Life Coaching, Editor Proofreader, SEO Consultant, Digital Marketing, filled, Copywriter, Project Management, Online Business Manager, Retail Sales, filled, Retail Sales Jewelry, Website Development, filled, LinkedIn Expert, Virtual Assistant, filled, Accounting Bookkeeping, Branding Expert, Graphic Design, Legal Consultant Attorney, filled, Email Marketing. Oh yes, I'm in. What happens next? You will receive a welcome email within 24 hours, which will welcome you and confirm your space and category. The Facebook group will open up shortly before July 8th so that we can get started right away on that date. The cost for this 4-week private referral, connection, and collaboration group is a one-time, non-refundable payment of $97. Hope to see you there. On Wednesday, June 26th, ACB member and author Ann Cipetta was on the program, speaking out for the blind. She told us about one of her brand spanking new publications and gave our listeners who want to be authors some guidance. To listen to Speaking Out for the Blind, go to http://acbradio.org/mainstream and choose one of the links under the headings Listen to ACB Radio Mainstream and Now Playing, or call 712-775-4808, and when prompted, press 1 for ACB Radio Mainstream. You may also listen to the program live on the ACB Link mobile app. For more information, go to http://link.acb.org. Show archive page is at http://acbradio.org/speaking-out-4-the-blind. Please note that there is a link located at the top half of the page and below the heading that says Home, Speaking Out for the Blind, where you can subscribe to the podcast feed and listen to Speaking Out for the Blind shows ranging from episode 94 to the present. Facebook page is at Speaking Out for the Blind, and Twitter page is at Speak Out for the Blind. You may also access this at Speak Out Blind. My new show email address is speakout@acbradio.org. Worlds of Books will meet at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on July 16, 2019, to discuss Those Who Knew, DB92902, by Idra Novi, IDRANOVEY. The NLS annotation follows. Those Who Knew, DB92902, Novi, Idra. Reading time, 4 hours, 57 minutes. Read by Kirsten Potter. A production of the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, Library of Congress. Subject, suspense fiction. Description, on an island nation 10 years after the collapse of the U.S.-supported regime, Lena suspects a senator with whom she was involved as a student has taken advantage of another young woman who ends up dead. Lena's family history with the regime impacts her credibility. Unrated. Commercial audiobook, 2018. You can find this book on Bookshare at the following website, https://www.bookshare.org/browse/book/230050 return path equals letter J, A, capital D, 9, T, B, number 2, capital R, 1, B, capital G, capital V, capital O, capital Y, capital W, number 1, capital I, capital P, capital X, capital B, number 1, capital Y, M, X, P, capital Y, little y, Z, capital Z, R, capital Z, capital X, capital I, 3, B, 3, capital J, K, capital P, capital V, capital R, O, B, 3, capital N, capital I, capital I, capital F, D, O, B, Y, capital B, capital L, B, M, capital V, 3. About 10 minutes before the meeting time above, execute the below Zoom invitation meeting link on the device of your choice or dial in with a telephone to one of the provided numbers. All are welcome. The Zoom meeting invitation is follows. Join from Mac, PC, Linux, or iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/286200556. iPhone One Tap in the U.S. 1-646-876-9923, 286200556 # or 1-408-638-0986, 286200556 # Meeting ID 286200556. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNN(U)J(Z)1OH. If you execute the above link from a computer with installed Zoom client software, the software should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you execute the above link from a smart device containing the Zoom Cloud Meetings app, the app should automatically launch and take you to the meeting. If you prefer to use your iPhone as a regular phone without the app to call into the meeting, double tap on one of the above two numbers to initiate the call. Those wishing to subscribe to past Worlds of Books program archives can do so using their mobile device and podcast app of their choice or using their computers and podcatcher program of choice. The link with which to subscribe is http://accessibleworld.org/taxonomy/term/18/all/feed. On Sunday, July 28, 2019, at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the Mysteries Discussion Group will be discussing Louisiana Longshot by Jana De Leon. You can find it on Bard by looking for DB86862. We are discussing the first book in the collection. It does not seem to be on Bookshare. All are welcome. Please use the information below to log into the meeting. We hope to see all of you then. Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific, and elsewhere in the world, Sunday, 2100 hours, Greenwich Mean Time. Note all times are daylight saving time. About 10 minutes before the program, dial the Zoom numbers found on your Zoom invitation. Topic, the Mystery Book Discussion Group meets Sunday, July 28th from 5 to 6 Eastern. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/s/7104346241. iPhone one tap 1-408-638-0986, #7104346241#, or 1-646-876-9923, #7104346241#. The meeting ID is 7104346241. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CIDZ(KOD7). If you execute the above link, etc., etc. On Sunday, June 23rd, the NNO began republishing a series from the Kansas City Star at kansascity.com about a young teenager named Jordan Kendall and her bout with angioedema causing blindness. Inside the intensive care unit, Jordan is suffering. The ICU has called an ophthalmology resident. The pressure has grown critical, the swelling inside her right eye making it feel as if it will pop from its socket, spreads to her left eye. "Sammy, help me," she calls to her sister. Samantha's helplessness will haunt her. As soon as the ophthalmologist enters the room, he knows Jordan is in crisis. Measured in millimeters of mercury, normal intraocular eye pressure is 12 to 22. Jordan's is erupting near 86. "He said, okay, we need to cut the eye," Kendall recalled, "to get some of the pressure out of the eye. The procedure is known as an emergency lateral canthotomy and cantholysis." The young doctor was sweating, she said. "I told him he needed to calm down," she said. "I said, you've got this." Surgical scissors in hand, the doctor cuts. I'm very short on time, so I'm editing this very heavily. Now family doctors and others cram into the Smithville teen's hospital room to share the reality, one that will test the very resolve with which she'll live the rest of her life. Her mom, Kendall Walker, tried to tell her but couldn't get the words out. "We must address the elephant in the room," a counselor begins. "Your vision." The moment brands itself into Jordan's mind, December 18, 2018, 1:22 p.m. What other medical gobbledygook the counselor spits out, Jordan doesn't hear. Lying in her green hospital gown, all she hears coming from the blackness is that she is only 15 years old and will never see again. In mid-March, she began coming to the Kansas State School for the Blind, a school she'd never heard of. We've run out of time for today's episode of Vision News. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.